Shares of Goodyear Tire and Rubber plunged by 27% on Friday. They're coming back today with the help of an upgrade over from J.P. Morgan. Brian Sazi, inflation, a problem for Goodyear like it is for many companies. But what's going on here? How should investors be thinking about this one?
Yeah, Julie, I hopped off my Peloton bike late on Friday, and I pulled up the ticker Goodyear Tire on Yahoo Finance. I'm like, what in the world happened here? I mean, this is a Meta or some other speculative company. This is Goodyear. They make tires. We all use their tires. So the reaction definitely surprised me to their earnings. But digging into the results over the weekend, a couple reasons I think why the street definitely did not like this quarter. It was more about the outlook than the quarter, I would say, for a good year. Company warned on break-even free cash flow for this year. That's really twofold. One, they are being hit by inflation in the first half of this year. They called out $700 million to $800 million inflationary hit just in the first half of this year compared to last year. And then secondarily, they're placing a lot of bets on the future of tire technology, investing a lot in tires specifically geared, no pun intended, for electric vehicles. So that's also impacting that cash flow outlook. The street was expecting them to produce a good bit of free cash flow this year and use that to pay down debt that they have in their balance sheet. Also, of course, I just mentioned inflation is a problem and concerns on pricing power by Wall Street. There were some chatter out there in the street. Can Goodyear push through enough price increases this year to offset the inflation they are in fact seeing? But today, you're seeing some analysts come out here and defend Goodyear. First up is J.P. Morgan, Julie. They're saying that Goodyear could see a recovery in global tire shipments this year. Commercial truck orders are still strong. That is something that Goodyear highlighted on their earnings call on Friday. Cost cuts. This is a very efficient company. J.P. Morgan thinks cost cuts could be a factor in here in helping them alleviate inflationary pressures. And then Goodyear, at least according to J.P. Morgan, they say that they do, in fact, have pricing power. JPM, they lifted their rating to overweight, which is the equivalent of buy from a neutral here this morning. But overall, Julie, my take is this. Goodyear is an impressive company. I spent the day with CEO Rich Kramer a couple months ago out in their Ohio headquarters. This company really knows what they're doing. They're leading on tire technology. They will have more probably opportunities to raise prices this year because what? If we blow a tire, we're going to try to drive around with two tires and the other two on some rims? Probably not. They could charge whatever they want on tires. We need tires. Secondarily, what they have in terms of the product pipeline coming out over the next decade is very, very impressive. I would be surprised if 10 years from now we are not using tires that don't even resemble anything that is on the road today except for the fact that they're round.
Other companies do make tires. I mean, you could see price competition between the tire makers, I suppose. In theory, you have more than one choice, right?
They're all raising prices. They're all raising prices. So the right. Tide is lifting all boats, Julie. Lifting all boats.
Or lifting all cars. Yes, you're definitely not going to drive around on your rims.